You're listening to Relationship Goals, the show podcast, episode 3. Today, we are talking about expectation versus reality. So hopefully this would be a little bit more fun. And without further ado, let's get started.
Hey everybody, what's going on? Aaron Alma here. Welcome back to Relationship Goals, the show podcast. If this is your first time listening, thank you for tuning in. We hope you enjoyed the show. Relationship Goals, the show podcast, is produced every day for your enjoyment. We based everything on ourselves. And we do not follow scripts, except this one. We like to keep it real, and remember to come back every day for more. And feel free to add our podcast to your favorite feed or iTunes. You can also follow us on Facebook. Facebook.com/relationship goals, the podcast. And the link is right below. And also on the homepage. So, let's get started. Let's get to the point. Today we're trying to make it a little fun. And it is a fun fun topic, which is
expectations
versus reality. Yeah, that's it. All right, let's get started. All right, so we got a guest tonight. We got Arvin in the house. You can hear Paw Patrol going. Say hello. Okay, say bye now. Bye.
Bye.
All right, so that was Arvin. That's our 2-year-old. Baby boy. Anyways, let's get to expectations versus reality. One of the expectations that many of you know, coming home from work, that's a big deal. What did you usually expect coming home from work? Like, in my case, I would go to work all day, right? Work hard all day, deal with so many crap at work. You already know how it is. Come back to the love of my life, you know? She's looking at me weird. Trying to look for her coming to a peaceful house, to a
fun and relaxed home.
Relax, yes. And what do you expect? That didn't happen. When I used to come home from work, it was like, oh, we are ready. We wanted to go out. We want to go to the mall. We want to go shopping. I needed to do this. I needed to do that. When you're like tired, you just want to crash. You just want to lay down in the couch, do nothing. They are ready. They wanted to go out, or she wanted to go out. And I'm saying they because now I'm including my kids now. And yeah. So that's...
But what did you expect? Like, it's... I'm home all day. I've been cooking, cleaning, and doing all this, dealing with the kids. And then when he comes home, I just want to have a little bit of time together. And I'm just like... So in my head, I'm thinking, okay, so I'm going to do everything, get everything together, get the kids ready, finish everything up, and then just be ready for when he gets home, we're ready to go and out the door. But no, that's not what happens. And instead of being able to go out and have a peaceful or joyful afternoon or night. So eventually things, you know, things change. We didn't really do that. So with time, I understood that I was just not going to wait for him anymore. I would just go out and then just let him know, hey, I'm coming back at a certain time, and that's about it on that. What else? What were you going to say about the... what about watching TV, guys? What do you guys think about that? So here's my expectation, okay? So I would set up like, hey, we're going to have, let's say, Saturday night. We're going to have a movie night, family movie night together, and blah, blah, blah. I get the popcorn. I go and buy stuff. I clean the house. I have everything ready.
By the way, I don't like popcorn.
Yeah, I know you don't like popcorn. But me and Max do in Arvin, so I make it for ourselves. So we are ready to go watch the movie, and then what happens? Are you going to share what happens with me when you guys are ready to watch the movie?
Yeah, go ahead.
What do you mean, go ahead? You tell them.
Go
Hello?
For it. Go for it.
Okay, so... this is a little bit embarrassing. I didn't want to admit it. I wanted him to talk about it. But as you can hear, he's not really cooperating today. So I would always... I'm that kind of mom or that kind of girl that I would... if we're ready to go, but there's always something like missing, right? Like there's something that I need to finish, or there's something that I like left half the way done and I need to go and finish it up before we actually do this. So they would sit down in the living room waiting for me to come down and watch the movie with them, and that will say, hey, you know, you can get it started, and then I'll put the popcorn, and then eventually my kids finish the popcorn even before we start the movie.
Oh.
And then, you know, everybody starts getting frustrated, and at the end we don't really watch like the whole movie sometimes. And that's how it goes. Instead of having, you know, you think you're going to have a nice afternoon, nice family night. And I could admit that's kind of my fault. But we can agree also on what to watch. So that's another thing. It takes me like an hour to actually, figure out which kind of movie I want, and then I start watching all the trailers and everything and see if it's good. And then they're like, are you serious? Just decide on one. And eventually we just end up watching like the same thing, which is like George Lopez. The same show over and over again. Like, oh, whatever.
Yeah, that's fun. What about when we went? When you or, you know, everybody or couple go out, or now, I don't know, you know.
Oh, the date nights?
Date nights, yeah. Like, it depends, you know, like, reality versus expectation. Like, right now that we are married, now that we have kids, when we go out, or the time that we did go out, it was like we plan this date night, right, for like a whole week, and we said, oh, this is gonna be perfect, we're gonna go out, we're gonna
enjoy ourselves,
go have a drink or two, or sometimes we said, oh, why don't we just rent a hotel room and spend the night, let's just get drunk like you know, the good old days. But and then and let's just not call your mom and just let her take care of the kids and you know, fuck it, let's just do it. But then, you know, we have all these expectations. We are so ready.
We're excited that we're gonna have fun again.
Yeah, that we're gonna go out, and we get there. We get to the bar. It's like you decide to go out in the one night that nobody wants to go out or something, or I don't know. But every time we went out. It was just like a boring super place. Yeah. And
we're, or maybe we're just bad at picking out places. I don't know.
I don't know. Probably. But it was like the there was nobody in the bar. You know, we try to make it fun, but then it's just the two of us, and we already know each other for like what? I don't know. Years, you know, and then
exactly. And that's then, yeah. That's and then, another thing.
And then what happens? I mean, what am I gonna talk to you about? You know,
that's what you say. I always have something to talk about.
It's about work. And, I mean, sure, yeah. There's always something to talk about, but you know, it's like it's different. You know, when you go out, you expect something else different. Not talk about the same thing that we talked about every day, right? So, but here's my thing, you know, we go out and then we order, I don't know,
whatever, a drink.
Whatever it is, a drink, you know, or two, and then you think you're. Or maybe, you know, that's because sometimes I was like, okay, this time I am going to do better. I'm going to make an, you know, I'm going to do different, something different that I'm just going to start talking something else. I'm a totally different subject and not bring the kids at all into the conversation, not bring... in-laws or anything, and next thing you know, you're bringing the in-laws and the kids back to the conversation. Next thing you know, she is talking about how they're doing. Should we call to find out what they're doing?
Are they okay? Or
you know,
what do you think they're doing right now?
What do you think?
Make sure they're already asleep. Make sure that they brush their teeth.
Yeah, all those things, you know, it just kills the mood, you know, and then right after that, you're like, what else should we go, or what else should we do, and
it's
and
already 10 o'clock or 11
it's
o'clock.
It's 10 o'clock, and you're in like,
you don't know what
yawning
else to do.
Already, and then you're like, oh, holy shit, you know what,
let's just go home.
Let's just go home and lay on bed, you know, and
let's have some nice sex tonight. And then we get home and we fall asleep.
Yeah, and anyways,
yeah,
you know the drill.
So that's what happens, and
that's the reality versus all the expectations. I mean, what else? Besides romantic dinners, maybe, you know, you said, oh, let's go out, and then you end up staying home watching Netflix and ordering pizza.
The Netflix marathons though.
Yeah, and you end up staying for House of Cards, The Good Wife, and
The Blacklist.
That's a good one right now. Actually.
Oh yeah, we're in the fifth season. We just found out the fifth season.
So you know, it gets. I mean, but you know, we try to make it fun too. You know.
Yeah, but we have good times.
Yeah.
Sometimes. We. What was it?
Yeah.
Order the pizza.
I mean, there's many other things that you know.
Oh, I know. The thing that you were saying about. Me always wanting to this is the thing. So every time I want to go out, or let's say when I went to the Ross store, or whenever I went out, and then like, oh, I found this like nice
clothing store.
Just
clothing store in general.
Yeah, whatever, you know, just things that I wanted to buy for the house.
To the mall.
Or when I went to the mall, or I wanted.
Oh,
to buy...
that's another thing.
What do you
that's
mean?
Another thing.
I was talking about something.
Going to the mall. Usually she says, oh, let's go to the mall because I need shoes. But they never tell you they're gonna go around all the way around the freaking mall, two floors, all the freaking stores. And now you're like, I expected just, you know, going to whatever store. You try on your shoes and get out, right? And then move on to the next thing in your list. But no girls, they take forever. They try one thing, they try another thing. Next thing you know, they're like trying clothes on. And
so now I don't ask him to go with me to the malls, because now I know. Yeah, like, no, I don't even like going shopping when he's with me or with the kids. I have 3 boys in the house, so what you can expect? Every time I go out, they're like, Mom, are you done? Are you ready? Can we go?
Yeah.
Is this the last one? Weren't you looking for shoes? And then I'm like, well, there's so many other stuff here in the store that I could take a look at, right, while I'm there. But no, so yeah, that's... Wait, we were talking about the house thing.
Well, yeah, same thing. You know, you're trying to go out to...
No, but we were going to say about that. I want to buy something for the house, like a nice... like a nice diner set or something for the living room or some pillows or something, you know, to make it look nice in the house. And he's like, you don't need that. We don't need to spend money on that. Besides, we're going to move pretty soon, so we don't need to buy any more stuff. And then later on, all of a sudden, he's like, oh, we don't have money for that. We're kind of tight on this. And then, like, later on in the week, he comes, there's something arriving at... Every time there's something arriving on the from FedEx for you, there's always something from Amazon, and like, what's...
Amazon.com, yeah.
Or what's this? And you're always having stuff coming to the house as well. But no, then he buys a big-ass TV, like, for $500-$600, and he didn't want to spend, like, $30 or $40 on my pillows for the living room. But he's like, but this is for everybody to use. And your pillows are just going to sit there.
Yeah, but we're talking about expectations.
Well, that was my expectation. Like,
versus reality.
That was my expectation that
You're going off the topic now.
Yeah, okay. Fine. We can talk about that some other time.
Yeah.
Well, that was my expectation.
What was your expectation with that?
That you would actually encourage me to... Yeah, this will look nice in the house. I'm on your side on this, but no. Okay, yep, that was... gonna be quiet now for that. I can okay. go on and on on that.
So I guess, you know, just the thing is. Everything that you think that your relationship is going to be,
it's not.
There is a I just listened to this one guy who says there's the romantic what was he saying? Romantic
which one?
Romantic shoot, I forgot how he called it.
Maybe you can remember for the next episode.
Yeah, I'm gonna Google it and I'm gonna look for him again and see if I can find it. And I will remember to let you know. But anyway, there's you know, steps or no steps.
Faces
in the relationship. Yeah, and well, the romantic phase, right? That you don't, you're pretty much everything is lying. Pretty much everything is you know, you build up this this person who is not near of who you are, because obviously you want to make the best possible perfect being for this other perfect being, right? So yeah, but
yeah, so I guess the point is, like, even though there's so many expectations and you always have these awesome expectations to that you think that you're gonna have in a relationship, and it doesn't. That's not the way it works, right? But that's okay. It doesn't matter as long as you try to make it work and you know each other. And at the end of the day, that's what matters, that you're not going to always have a good time. You're not always going to have a bad time. But, you know, just try to make it work. That's the main point. Like, there's always going to be, nobody's perfect. Nobody has a perfect relationship. And it's just the way that you make it work for yourself. So we just like to share it and see maybe you can relate to it. And then some of them.
Oh, yeah. What about kids, too? When you're going to have a kid, what are you expecting? You're expecting this beautiful baby, such a loving baby. And then what happens? There's crying at night. They won't let you go to sleep.
You have no time for yourself.
No time for yourself.
Nobody tell you about all the pain you're going to go through.
Well, that's for girls. Yeah. But yeah,
it's the same thing in relationships and everything, you know. It's, you just have to grow together and learn to love each other and learn to understand. Even though you have this like expectation that's how it's gonna be and this is how it's gonna work, even though sometimes you put it down in paper and you think it's gonna be that way, it doesn't. But you just, you know, just gotta make it work.
Yeah, so so it's better not to have expectations, because that way whatever it is, you'll be like, oh wow, you know. So don't expect too much from your
it depends
from your better
partner,
better half. Anyways, so yeah, I mean, let's carry on. Let's move on from that.
Yeah, so
that was fun. I mean, I start thinking about it, and then now there's so many other things to talk about, expectations versus reality. Anyways, well, thank you for listening.
So like I said, I think I went a little bit off the topic today, but you know, I just carried away with sharing everything that I wanted to talk about. Sometimes I don't have the time to talk about it with anybody. So, thank you so much, guys, for tuning in, for listening to us. We really appreciate that. And hope this would you enjoy this. And you, if you have any comments, or if you have any questions, or if you have anything to add, let us know. We would love to know that we're not the only ones going through this. And so that's about it for today then.
Yep. Right. If you have a question, let us know. If there's a topic that you want us to talk about, please let us know, because we want to talk about whatever you want to talk about, and you know, let's
to conversation. Leave us a message and let us know what you think. If this is happening to you as well, please let me know that I'm not the only wife going through this. And yeah, so that's about it, I think, right, for today.
Yep. So just remember one thing, come back every day for more, and feel free to add our podcast to your favorite feed or iTunes. You can also follow us on Facebook. Again, the facebook.com/relationship goals, the podcast. All the links, I say it every time, and it's only one link, will be below. And Yeah, so just go ahead and like our page. Let us know that you are not watching, but listening. And let us know whatever you think.
Yes, send us your feedback, please.
Yeah, let us know, Arvin. Let us know if you're liking what you're listening to, and if there's any suggestions on how we can improve, please let us know as well. Because, like I said, this is the very, very first time we are doing this, and well, we are enjoying it, actually. And so, yeah. Anyway, until next time, see you tomorrow.
Yeah, see you guys.
Or yeah, see you tomorrow. Bye. Say bye-bye.
Bye.
Bye.